Welcome back to Mastering Ourselves with Keith and Charmaine Amber. If you'd like to call in with a dilemma to get a psychic reading, it's 1-800-336-2225. I'll tell you, intuition can come in so many forms, and sometimes intuition merges, kind of mushes and merges with omens because, you know, intuition and omens sort of cover the same ground, but you can get intuition like a feeling, like, you know, you have a fork in the road, and with the one fork, you know, there might be a whole lot of you that wants to do it, but you can't shake that gnawing off feeling that if you go that direction, at some point in the future, you're going to be sorry. Still, there's this whole big part of you that says, yeah, but I really want to do this other path. It's more fun. It's easier. People will like me better. I won't be rocking the boat. Whatever version is coming in at you at the time. But then there's that gnawing feeling underneath that just keeps saying, you're going to be sorry if you don't do this. That's clear intuition. And, you know, the problem is that old internal battle is up. The battle between, you know, the part of you that wants to indulge in old behaviors that aren't necessarily good for you, or the part of you that says, hey, we're on the path to enlightenment, and sometimes it means we have to do some challenging things, and this is what we'd like you to do now. I remember one time we were around again, it was a Sananda Circle, they were doing a reading for this gal, and we were actually in another room, it was a private reading. But, you know, we could hear because the guide who was talking, Cullenbeck, is a robust sort of a guy. And, you know, you could be four rooms away and still hear him bellowing through. Great heart, that guy, that channeled the guide. But, you know, this gal was just saying, I want to go down this path and take a job in that direction. And Cullenbeck was saying to her, that is not the direction your higher self wants you to go. Your higher self wants you to go in this direction. And she said, I don't want to go in that direction. I don't know that direction. It's challenging. It's hard. It's going to be really hard to do. I don't want to do it. This other area, I already know how to do that. I can get good money. It's easy. I want to do that. Cullenbeck said, that's not the direction your higher self wants you to go. She wants you to go in this direction. It is more challenging, but it is the path that you are meant to take. And she said, I don't want to do that. So here's what Cullenbeck finally said. I will close every single door going down that path that you attempt to take. Not one will open. However, if you decide to go down this other path, doors will fly open. You know, it's the same thing with intuition. You know, when we're going against what our soul, what our higher self, what our guides, what our pre-birth contract want us to take, doors close. When we go down paths that we're meant to take, doors open. So that's another form of intuition. I remember we were told years ago that we were supposed to buy. I had a very special guide come into a dream one night and tell me where we were supposed to buy a house. And I'm thinking, cool, where are we going to get the money? And, you know, he didn't mention how to get the money. He just said, I want you to buy a house there. Well, because my little brain, with my little limits and my little brain, couldn't figure out how to get the money, I was going to a different area, and all the doors kept closing. Finally, I said to Keith one day, remember that dream I had when that guide of mine came, and or actually guide of ours came and told us where we were supposed to go? He said, oh, that's right. You know, maybe we should follow that. Yeah, you're right. Doors flew open. Money showed up in a way that we hadn't expected. We bought a house exactly in the area that we were told to. When you're following your intuition, you know, things open, doors open. When you're going against your intuition, doors close. Intuition can come in the form of nudges or that just fresh sour feeling.
Exactly.
or the feeling of, oh, this feels so right on.
Well, you have your hunches, your gut says yes or no. You can have a joy. You know, I found some rings. My guides were showing me a ring to get, and I just had crazy joy when I saw the ring. You know, who would know the difference between it and the other ones, but it was the ring for me.
Right.
And it had a special power for me when I wear it. Tingles, goosebumps kind of things are hunches, you know, not always true, but usually. Visions, inner knowing, dreams. Omens, we'll get a little bit more into omens when we come back.
You're listening to Mastering Ourselves with Keith and Charmaine Amber. Thank you very much for being with us tonight. We are your spiritual lifestyle experts, offering a place to find sound answers to life's tough questions. If you'd like to call in for a reading, give us a call, 1-800-336-2225. And don't forget to catch us Monday through Saturday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on CRN. More on intuition when we come back.